At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, October 20th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to kick off NFL Week 7 with a big Thursday night football showdown between the New Orleans Saints and the Arizona Cardinals. This game kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Amazon Prime, and currently the Arizona Cardinals are listed as a 2.5-point home favorite with a total of 44. Now, going into this Thursday night football showdown, both of these teams have struggled. The New Orleans Saints are 2-4, and they've lost 4 of their last 5 games. The Saints are coming off a 30-26 loss at home to the Bengals, failing to cover as a 3-point home dog. Meanwhile, Arizona, also 2-4 on the season, and they've lost 3 of their last 4 games, including a loss to Seattle last week, 19-9, in which the Arizona Cardinals lost straight up as a 2.5-point road favorite. Now, we've seen with this line movement on the spread is kind of interesting. We actually opened this game, the Arizona Cardinals listed as a short 2-point home favorite, and very early in the week, we did see this line get down to 1.5. So this is the importance of watching full line movement, not just the early move, but the middle moves, the late moves. It really will tell more of a picture from really basically which way the line is going and which direction it's going. Sometimes line movement is, you know, kind of linear, going toward one direction. Sometimes it flips back and forth. So this is one that's kind of gone back and forth. It opened Cardinals laying 2, got down to 1.5. If you ask me, early this week, Monday, Tuesday, where's this line movement? It's like, oh, very clear, it's going New Orleans. But we've had a big, 180 on this one. If you look back over the last 48 hours, when this line bottomed out at Cardinals laying -1.5, you then saw an overload of steam, and steam is basically a sudden change in line movement across the entire sports betting market, hitting the market all at one time, causing uniform line movement toward a team, a sudden change in line movement. That's when you had steam hit Arizona at -1.5, causing this line to rise now back up to -2.5. So basically the opener to the current is -2 up to Cardinals -2.5. But I think that's important to know that, hey, there was early money that went New Orleans, but then all the late money is breaking toward Arizona. Now that we're at -2.5, my next question is, do we get up to the key number of 3? I do see a couple shops -2.5 Arizona at -115, -120. So it looks like it may get up to 3. That'll let you know if it gets to 3 that, hey, we're seeing continued movement here toward Arizona. Also, you know, will it stay at 3 or immediately go to 3 and come right back down? If you see it creep up to 3 and then come right back down, then that would tell you that at the key number of +3, you're taking in some Saints money there. So it's always notable to me when you're hovering around a key number like this, you know, do you move to the key number? And then how long do you stay at the key number? Like if this is -3 Arizona and pretty much closes -3 Arizona, then boom, all movement will be continuing to go to the Cardinals. But if it just creeps up to 3 very shortly and immediately comes back down to 2.5, again, that'll tell us that the +3 New Orleans was taking in some respected action. If you look at our Visa.com bet splits, currently 60% of bets, but 70% of the money is on New Orleans. So you do have a little bit low bets, higher dollar bet discrepancy, not overwhelming public play, but again, 6 out of 10 bets, 7 out of 10 dollars on Arizona. We have seen historically that Thursday Night Football home favorites have done very well. On this short week, you do see these home favorites cover around 57% of the time over the last decade, so that would be in favor of Arizona. But I think what makes this a difficult cap is that, you know, you got the line movement toward Arizona, you got some low bets, higher dollars, you have that, you know, a short week, Thursday Night Football edge to the home favorites, but then also, you do have a lot of dog matches here on New Orleans. So New Orleans this year, or in this spot, we have seen road dogs, 31-21 against the spread, 60% ATS. If you look at dogs that did not cover the previous week, buying low on these dogs that maybe let some bettors down, didn't cover for them, they're 20-13 against the spread, 61% this year. A dog who missed the postseason last year, kind of buying low on a dog that your recency bias tells you they're not a very good team, so I want to bet against them, when actually in reality buying low on the teams that have kind of some public bias against them is that way to get more value. So those dogs who missed the playoffs the previous year, 39-24 ATS this year, 62%. The other angle here is what kind of worries you if you're laying the points with Arizona, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is much better as a dog than he is as a favorite. Kyler Murray as a favorite, and he is in this favorite spot tonight, just 8-14 against the spread, 36% ATS overall. Now, while this has been kind of a difficult cap here with the spread, you know, competing systems both sides, line movement toward Arizona, some dog matches, though, toward New Orleans, we have seen pretty consistent movement toward the under. The total open at 46. 45, somewhere around there. We've seen it now get bet down to 44. Some shops even hinting at a further dip here to 43.5. Now, that would make sense using our Visa.com bet splits from DraftKings. Only 54% of the bets are on the under, but it's taking into account 68% of the dollars. That's a +14% smart money discrepancy. And we have seen unders this year go 57-37, 61% overall. So again, early movement New Orleans, late movement going back toward Arizona. Conflicting system matches both sides. We are seeing pretty clear respected money hitting this under, public hitting the over, yet we've seen this line fall, again, with a good bet split and with these unders doing well this season overall at 61%.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to go to the lone Major League Baseball postseason game today, going to Houston, between a Game 2 ALCS matchup between the Yankees, and the Houston Astros. We did see the Astros win 4-2 yesterday. The under cashed in that game. We did see Astros take care of business as a -180 home favorite yesterday. This line is currently Houston -155 with New York around +140 and another low total of 7. And this game too does take place, or first pitch starts at 7:30, 7 p.m. Eastern time on TBS tonight. Now with Houston taking a 1-0 series lead, Houston is now 6-2 on the year against the Yankees, but more importantly, they're -340 on the series price. I think they opened the series at around -210, so now you're up to -340. Yankees are +285. Now, what we've seen in this matchup, first let's start off with the pitching matchup. Luis Severino, the righty, will be going here for the Yankees. He's 7-3 with a 3.18 ERA on the year. He'll be opposed by the lefty, Framber Valdez, who went 17-6 with a 2.82 ERA. He had an incredible streak of Quality starts, six innings or more, three runs or less throughout the season. Had a great year. Looking at the line movement, it's going toward the Houston Astros in this one. They opened around a minus 150 home favorite. Again, creeped up now to minus 155, minus 160. So line movement is going toward Houston. That's notable because they're only getting 46% of bets. So the public is still looking at the Yankees getting plus money, you know, plus 140, plus 145, saying, hey, let's take a shot here. Yet only 46% of bets, less than half the tickets are on Houston, yet the line is moving toward Houston. So looks like some respected money could be riding Houston once again today to take a 2-0 series lead. And we've also seen some liability to the under, maybe banking on another low-scoring game. Total open at 7. A lot of books are 7, minus 115 to the under. Now it's 7, minus 120 to the under. So you're seeing liability toward the under, the possibility of this line really falling to 6.5. I think that's what I'm looking out for here. So if you do like the under, probably want to get it now before it falls. Didn't matter yesterday, but again, a 7 falls to 6.5. It lands on a 7, a 5-2 game. You want to push that under 7, not get a bad late 6.5 and lose that under. Now, it's notable to me the juice to the under because 73% of bets are going over. Public sees two good offenses, sees Aaron Judge and Yordan Alvarez and all these great hitters and says, hey, you know, we can go over 7 here. However, despite 73% of bets on the over, the juice is toward the under. So looks like a sharp underplay. You're in a dome. Obviously, you want the dome to be closed, retractable roof. Domes that are closed or retractable roofs that are closed provide a good edge to the under. The ball really doesn't travel. And these are two of the best under teams on the season. Houston is 94, 61, and 11 to the under. The Yankees are 85, 77, and 6 to the under. And if you look at the way these teams have trended, a lot of unders here for both teams. The under is 4-1 the last 5 Houston games, and the under is 6-2 the last 8 Yankees games. So some liability to the under and some movement here toward the Houston Astros, looking to take a 2-0 series lead in the ALCS. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's go back to that Thursday Night Football showdown. And really, guys, I view this as a layoff and then an auto bet for me. So I'll give you the layoff. It's a layoff here with the spread. I talked about it a little bit earlier, but you know, we've seen inconsistent movement, I should say. Early move, dropping the line toward New Orleans, late movement going toward Arizona. Arizona does have a decent bet split, 60% bets, 70% money. You do have home favorites doing very well, but then I have all these dog matches on New Orleans. So, again, if you're getting Arizona, obviously anything 2.5 or less or even a money line play, you can make the case. If you like New Orleans, I'd hold out as long as you can to try to get a +3. But to me, when I have no clear edge one way or the other, it's an automatic layoff. I want to make sure that when I'm getting down on a game, I feel like I'm checking off all boxes in one direction with no competing systems. Now, the play for me, though, with an auto bet is the under. Give me the under in this game, guys. I'll be sweating the under 44. Now, right off the bat, line movement toward the under. The total opened at 46, 45, somewhere around there. We've seen the line now get down to 44. So right off the bat, the line is dropping. We've also seen that is important here because, again, only 54% of bets are on the under, but it's taking into account 68% of the dollars. So that tells me public's pretty much split, yet the bigger, sharper wagers, 2/3 of the money. It's not always that the bigger wagers are coming from respected bettors. It's really with respect to money, not the amount of money, but actually who the money is coming from. Respected bettors who have, obviously, the respect of the books and have a track record of success. That's a pretty good 14% discrepancy. Also, you look at unders this year. They're 57 and 37, as I had mentioned, 61%. They've been a great bet overall. But it's these unders that fall. Unders that fall at least a half point. So again, 46, 45, now down to 44. That'd be a full point or 2-point move. At least if you fall at least a half point, those unders are 32 and 20, 62% this year. Also, Thursday Night Football in particular, the under on Thursday Night Football this year is 5-1. And that's really not a fluke. We've seen primetime unders do very well, 13 and 6 this year. But if you look at since the start of last year, Thursday Night Football unders are now 17 and 7, 71%. So they've done very great or very well in the short week. I think part of it is, with the short week, you know, you're really not going to have this exotic offense. You're going to have like a vanilla offense, not an exotic game plan. You're going to run the ball a lot, short week, that sort of thing. You're not going to install some, you know, elaborate playbook. Also, these two teams, you know, two of your lower scoring offenses. New Orleans only averaging 23.5 points a game. Arizona only 19 points a game. And you have seen Arizona on the season 4-1-1 to the under. So kind of that spread is just an automatic layoff for me, just inconsistent and not clear, edge one way or the other. But I'll be taking a shot on this under. It's hard to pass up these primetime unders, and I'll be taking a shot on the under 44 with the Saints and with the Arizona Cardinals and the New Orleans Saints, the under 44 tonight on Thursday Night Football. Make sure you got the Amazon Prime account ready to go tonight. My other sweat for tonight, I got three sweats actually for you. My second sweat, I'm going to take another under. I'm going to go to a college football game tonight. This is a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time game, Troy against South Alabama. We're going to a big game here at 7:30 p.m., and I'll be taking the under in this one as well. This is a really fishy under. So Troy and South Alabama, this total actually opened as high as 47.5, 48, 49. We've now seen the total down to 46.5. So a lot of movement is going toward the under. And why is that notable? Because 75% of bets are going over. I think they just look at this South Alabama team averaging 36 points a game. They've been cashing some overs here recently. On the year, you have, I think, 5-2 to the over. 4-2 to the over for South Alabama. South Alabama, I think, has put up like 600 yards of offense. So I think South Alabama, low total, 46.5, boom, take the over. But even though 75% of bets are on this over, this line has fallen. This is a dead giveaway to me that despite all this heavy public betting on the over, expecting an easy high-scoring game, cash the over, they're dropping the line. Why are they giving out a better number for the public to sweat the over when the public is already on the over to begin with? So this is a classic reverse line move to the under. I'm taking the under 46.5 here between Troy and South Alabama. Only 25% bets on the under, but it accounts for 45% of the money. So only a quarter of the bets, but half the money, telling me the bigger wagers here are on the under. Also, if you look at Troy, they are the third worst Sun Belt scoring offense. So they don't score a lot. And also, they're one of the best defenses, only giving up 19 points a game. So I'll be looking toward a underplay here. And again, on the season, South Alabama's been an over team, but they're 2-1 to the under their last three, and Troy is 3-1 to the under their last four. So it feels like, hey, it's such a low total, take the over, but it's actually fallen. So I'll be sweating the under in this one. Troy, South Alabama, under 46.5. For my last sweat of the night, I'm going to give you an NHL play for tonight. Where are my puck heads at? I'll be sweating, even though I'm a Boston Bruins fan. Give me the Montreal Canadiens. I'm on the Canadiens on the money line here. Reminder, hockey, I'm not really going to look at percentages. They're important. They're real. But they're not as important in hockey because it's a low-bet sport. So the public, really, there's not a contrarian opportunity to bet against the public. So it's all about line moves and system matches for me when betting hockey. So I'm going to take Montreal tonight. They're at home against Arizona. Montreal opened around minus 150 at home. They've now been bet up to minus 165, even minus 170 at some shops. So you have a lot of steam here hitting Montreal. So right off the bat, we have line movement toward the Canadiens, but also a lot of good system matches. Favorites this year in the NHL, 35-20, 64%. Home favorites in the NHL, getting the last ice change. It's not really the crowd cheering for you that gives you the edge. It's the fact that you get the last ice change at home, the last line change. Home favorites this year, 21-10, 68%. Last year, they were 65%. Home favorites off a win, playing a non-playoff team from last year. Just 2-1 this year. But last year, that was a really good system, 68% with like an 8% ROI. Also, home favorites with a line move, also matching with Montreal. That's been great to start this year. Really the number one system, home favorites with a line move in their favor. 21-6 on the year, 78%. That cash, 69% from last year. So I also think maybe it's a letdown spot. You had Arizona cash the biggest dog play of the year against Toronto the other day, a plus 425. They won the game 4-2. But also, this is a six-game road trip for Arizona to start their season. And this is the fourth of six road games. So you're kind of in the middle, the dog days of this trip. Now you got to play Montreal. You're off a big win. I think it's a good spot to back Montreal at home here, who is 2-0 at home. Give me the Canadiens. I'm a Bees fan, but I'll be rooting for the Habs tonight. Go Habs, go. Minus 167 is what I got for Montreal. That about does it, guys, for the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, October 20th. I wish you the best of luck with all your sweats tonight. And a reminder, we have so much great information to offer at VSiN. If you're new to VSiN, easiest way to get acclimated, introduce yourself to our company and our site, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You get free sports betting content to your inbox every single morning. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter to sign up. And also, make sure you follow us on Twitter. at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_Insights. I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the sweat sport today, guys. Have a great Thirsty Thursday. As always, don't forget to tip your ticket writer. We'll give you some good juju, maybe some free drink tickets. But also, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight, because as the godfather of VSiN, Brett Musburger likes to say, and I agree, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats today, guys. Have a great Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.